Sunday Koirach, I'm sure you always bounce.
Right. A bit early still. Oh, no. I'm not looking, look at that. What do you want to lock is if someone hears. Here, look at the Mishnah here. Mishnah called Sally Hay. Sally Hay, good Adam. As far as I remember, Mishnah said yes to the others. Here, you got it. People make mistakes that happen in the mezuzah. So we said, for example, there were three stages. That was the mezuzah forgot.
If the mezuzah forgot to say the king, we should have said the king.
What we started off with. Rabbi Sam mentioned, so he said, Rishus, he said, Rashachal, he forgot to say the king. That's number one. He forgot to say the Cana there, but they answered, yeah? Then, no problem. So, one, if you realize before they answered anything, just really said, he said, Rishos, there's 10 people there, and he started off, Rishos, we're on our own, we're on our own, we're on our own, go back and say the Cana.
Just the Volk.
What?
Just the Volk on Cana.
Yeah. That's number one. And the next case is, if the Onim answered also without Shem Hashem, that means they answered already. They answer back, yeah? Shaila is now whether the Mezamin can say the Kedu, when he goes back and that's the Machlokes. And if the Mezamin forgot the Shem, but the Oynim answered the Shem, then it's posh that the Mezamin can say Shem when he goes back.
And the Mezamin?
Can say Shem. Number two case is everyone forgot.
When he repeats,
yeah. That was the whole thing. If you bench without Mezamin, it's too late, Mice, that's it, it's finished. You bench without Mezamin. The only thing that's after benching.
That's the first
block. Not if everyone's forgotten.
Oh.
Well, if you could be starter, that could be another shiloh. If you could be starter, let's see, you've got 9 to 10 people and one person starts benching. Okay. Stop, it's the same enough. Wait till the benching, ideally.
Yeah.
And then you can start. So that's the best thing to do. Then we had another shiloh about if someone eats pus and the others eat the rockers, who should lead them as well? So that was the Machaber, the one that said, yeah, Kutsari Gimel Sif Beis. The Machaber says, Kutsari Gimel Sif Beis. Kutsay Zion. Yeah, so we said people can join to make a mezuzah. You can have people eat vegetables and things that they can join. It says the Machaber, who shall be vorech echa moech tapas? The one who's leading the mezuzah should be echa tapas.
Even if only one ate bread?
No, you have to have two, at minimum, three people. You have to have two eat bread and one. The minimum always can be, no, got 10, so you have to have like 7 eating pas and 3 not. That's the minimum you can have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he says that the person leading the service should be the mezuzah, should be the one who's having pas. Yeah? Was that last time? The mezuzah should be the one who's having pas. We spoke about Shai last time about Bidi Eved. What happens if it's different like that? If Bidi Eved, someone who was having some kegel, I don't know, whatever, he would never the mezuzah. Mm-hmm. It's very dodgy, very, very not posh at all. So Mr. Brewer says you're not Yetzer. But the Chaznish says that by 10 people, it could be the Chatchilah if it didn't. But the Eved, maybe it's all right. It's not a zikha, not a, you can't ask the person to lead the mezuzah and share the chassan to eat bread. But he has to be aware that that's what he's done. He has to make sure that's where he's eating. What? Chassan is okay. No, I don't think it's from Malachachir either. I think it's also from Malachachir. I don't think so. I think it's from Eved.
And if there's 10 people benching?
Yeah, then if you've got 10 people benching, which is no problem. You've got 10 people benching. 1,000. Yeah, that's right. 10 people benching, there's no problem at all. That's another thing I forgot to mention last time. That one is, let's say you're sitting, you come to a customer, and the mice are there up to benching. But you didn't hear them there at all. And you hear them making a resumen. So there's an interesting halacha there. The halacha is that you can't answer, well, in the case of country, you didn't eat there. But you can say the following words. The synonym for the words are, I've remembered it from here, it's very good actually. Boishes loy.
What does that mean?
Ah, Moshi. Boishes loy. So that is Boruch, base, Omavorach, the Vov, Shemoi, Shem, Tomid loy lamboid. Boruch, Omavorach, Shemoi, Tomid loy lamboid. That's Boishes loy. If there's 10 people there, you add in afterward Boruch Elekenu. Boruch Elekenu, Mavoirach, Shemoi, Tomid loy. That's what you could add them. If Lamaisa, you didn't eat there at all, you just have to count. You hear them reading the Zuman. That could be anywhere, yeah? So that could be Duffy in there, what do you call it? It could be anywhere you go to and you hear the Zuman. That is what you could do. Another thing to Allah also is that when you make the Zuman, straight after the Zuman, you should bench straight away. It shouldn't be a hefsek between the Zuman and a bench. Benching should be more or less straight away. Okay, anyways, that was a lot we learned last time. Let's come on to today. And that's the issue, Shali. Who should lead the Zuman? Who's the one who should lead the service?
What do you mean you should bench straight away? But sometimes one of them wants to go, he makes the mezuman and he goes, he benches.
No, I'm talking about after you make the mezuman, you should start Baruch HaTorah Hashem
Kim HaMezuman. The mezuman. The mezuman.
Yeah, that's true, yeah, yeah. At least the mezuman. I mean, he's in a rush, he wants to go. Okay, so I'm saying the one who makes the mezuman, he should at least be benching straight after. Yeah, you're right actually, something happens, the person wants to come and eat it. So you join in the mezuman, but maisa afterwards you carry on eating. That's okay. As long as the person who's making the mezuman, straight after he actually leaves the service, he mentions. Right, now, Shil Aleph, Simon Reish Aleph. I don't have to say cleanse, I love this to see what it says over here. So the halacha is like this, Godol Mevorich, the Godol, the greatest person there, should make the mezuman. He came right at the end. It's best that he should lead the service. But the Mishnah explains over here we're talking about. The one who's leading the service, he should make the bracha for everyone. Now, it looks like the Mishnah has understood from the Shulchan Aruch. The reason why he should lead it, because the common is he leads the whole service. It looks like in the time of Shulchan Aruch, like we saw already, the Mezamen benched loud and everyone listened. No one has said, no one begs themselves, they just listen to the Mezamen. Says the Mishnah, the Hashtah, Haminish, the Korech, and the Asham, and the Hashtah, even in the Naz, we also bench ourselves.
They come.
What?
Sometimes, when I've seen Shalosh Shudders,
yeah.
I've noticed that by Mezamen, they sometimes have to call people in.
To make people, you haven't got enough people, you have to call people in. You haven't got enough people to call people in. So here he says over here, even in the Naz, we're all benching ourselves. It's a minig of derech eretz to mechabed the greatest person there to make the mezuman. Now he says this is talking about where each one's eating his own bread. I mean, it's not shut. There's one person who supplied the whole food. That's what we've got. It's not a very common cases. I mean, that's the only case I can think of. You go to a restaurant and you get friendly with the people next to you. And then you want to make a mezuman together. So you're each eating your own bread. So there, the halacha is that the most chumadik person should eat the service. But, says the Shulchan Aruch, if the balabos is supplying everyone, that means he's in charge, he's provided the whole food, then the balabos can choose who to give it to.
The
balabos is providing the whole meal. He's allowed to choose who he wants to give it to. So Mishnah says over here,
The person who leads it.
Who's going to lead it? And it looks like an Indian to give it to an Oirach. What's the Indian of an Oirach? I don't know how this works in Shulchan Aruch, but it looked like in Shulchan Aruch times that the Oirach make a special bracha for the balabos. Now, nowadays it doesn't work. We all make them. We'll see this in a minute. Better than that. It looks like in Shulchan Aruch that the Mezamin was the one who led the service. And if it's an Oirach, this Oirach will give a special bracha for the balabos. That's what Machab carries on. Im yeshom oirach hu mevorach afilu balabayis golden menu. Even if the balabos is greater than him, you should let the oirach do it if he's providing the meal for everyone, the balabos. And then he says a brocha, you also should, you call a balabayis, he makes a special brocha, and that's what you should do. The Chayav Mishum is Mashba only that if he's leading the service. The Aruch HaShulchan though says, makes no difference, even though we all say that bracha, it's also interesting in my sense, the Aruch HaShulchan says that every person who's a visitor in someone's house should be saying this Yirotzon, Shel Yevrish. It's not only the person leading the service. Now this bracha, for some reason, a bit of the wayside. I don't know why it's not very commonly done. Many people don't do it. Yeah? Shai Vodasor, a lot of people do a shorthand version and they say, Arachon Yavosh, but a bias has there. That's not what the Shulchan says. I was teaching my son in the gates, the Tom Hoffman once in gates, I used to what he said to me, so I was eating there Friday night. Anyway, comes to after Ali Chasrein and he stopped me. He said, no, that's what he's talking about. Anyway, pointed to the Harachmon, then he wrote so, and he said, I should say it there. There's an thing in there because he said to afterwards, he told me the reason why he said it is because that he rots is Medina to Gomorrah. And that gets a Kadima over all the Harachmons. Yeah, it is true. The Maya says, it's a strong McCoy, because a lot of people say this actually, that he rots should be said there. In the Sidurim, it's not printed there. In the Sidurim, it's printed after the Harachmon, after Yeshua's from Nechom, it's right at the end. But he stopped Itakaber and told me to say it there. Now, this bracha is a choshra bracha. Really, there's no reason why an Oyer shouldn't be saying it. Any Oyer at someone's house, really should say it. Whether children have to say it is not the shayla, actually. Pashtus, even children should be saying
just
it.
Just the Mizamis, all the Orachim.
All the Orachim. Many times, all the Orachim say it. We suppose it's much more than the Mizamim. But the Master Orachim should be saying it. Don't see why everyone should be saying it.
Kids as well.
Yeah, he doesn't speak about kids, actually. Someone speaks about children.
And grown-ups?
Grown-ups, everyone, we see. Everyone.
And the ladies?
Sorry?
I've seen it fall down, Ben
Ashokhanovim as well. Yeah, I can't remember who says it. Someone should be starting to there's no reason why a child shouldn't be doing this as well. Nice that people don't do this so much. It's not very commonly done. It's only an Oyrach. And even by Urkin, many people don't do it. Little question, why not? The mice is it's not so popular. There's no sort. Yes, he said, there's not a big raid about this. The mice, a lot of people hold a chelik of the actual. Or Mani Chasrina, part of the Hatzei Vamete Bracha.
If the Balabais can choose who to give Mazumun to, so why does a person say Mazumun say Rishus Koin? Rishus Balabais, that's it. The Koin doesn't have a right to
it. I can't come to Koin. It's a very interesting question to ask you. He wants to know, can a Balabais choose to override a Koin? So we said the Balabais got a right to
choose. The Koin's out first.
Pass the
Koin's
out first.
The Koin's my battle.
No, he doesn't ask Balabais to choose.
The Koyim should give the
Koyim first. But I ask you, you ask anyone who makes a chasna, for example, any simple, yeah?
There you go.
What happened to the Koyim there?
So where's
this is an interesting point. I was intrigued about this point over here. So here it looks like some achlokas. Moshi, here what I'm asking Moshi, do you have to give the Koyim to the Bala boss of a right to choose who he wants to do himself? Now, is it right to bypass the Koyim? No, well, there's a mix of Hashem in our Torah, the Kedashri, to make the Kohen come first.
Yeah?
So, I saw this, he brings it over here from the Levush. It's not Mucha from the Levush, but the Levush says, I've got Mishavu, show much, thank you very much. Loshka Levush, Ha'idna, nowadays, Ein Ma'bida Machal Zeh, in the same Kedima, who to give to, but lo lacing and suing Barabbas, we don't want any machlixim with the Barabbas. But lo, Zeu, God of Hogan, this one's greater than that one. But Barabbas, no son of Hogan, Misha Yitzer, Kamikra, but Alma, but he shum hat pot is cotton of God. That's Losh and the Bush. The Bush says that the Barabbas can give to whoever he wants without any hat pot whatsoever. He carries on over here, Hogan Osh Enogan, whether he's deserving of it or not. Then he brings from Shaitzus Mishnah Lochas from other poskim that they say Afk Shiesh Koyin b'masiva. Even when there's a Koyin there, Noyagim Lahokil, there's a minute you make all, Shebarabayas Machabid Echon Mishan Mishdafim. That you are Machabid someone else. You don't go to the Koyin. Oi, Noyful Kibbut Hazim and Asmo, the Baal Rokhatek himself. Va'af Loyhik Bidu live from Makoyin Rishos. You don't even ask Rishos Makoyin. So it looks like, I don't know where this comes from, it's the thing, Pastors, because you see, right on agrees this. He's bringing down from some posthume a hole that the miles of the Bala boss can choose who to give to.
It's going to have to say Rishus Koyin.
Yeah, so that's the thing, you don't have to ask the Koyin. Now, that is not yet, the Chora, he says, let it be little my Koyin Rishus, whether Yeah, I'm not sure what you should. You don't have to say what Shushko looks like me.
It's nothing to do with Lubos.
What?
It's nothing to do with
Lubos. Yeah, Lubos just said you can give it to anyone.
You said it.
Yeah, I'd say it's not for Lubos himself. It's not for Lubos. In fact, the Mishavru is chodic on this, I must say. Because the Mishavru in Kuf Samach Zion. Very interesting. Let's see what Mishavru here. The Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Samach Zion, Sikhon Ayin Hay, he says clearly you have to give the Koyah first.
He says you
have to give the Koyah first, yeah. The Mishnah Berurah says Kuf Samach Zion, Sikhon Ayin Hay, so you can find it. He says, Yomach Ayin Hay, if the Bala Boss is the monk, he's talking about Brochu Shoda first, he's talking about Brichas Hamoitzi. Even if the Oyrech is a greater person than Barabbas, but Betzias HaPas, the Barabbas should be the one who's Betzias. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Hi, now, feel like God who Betzias Barabbas, should be still as one of the Shushki. He should ask for Shushki. But he says, if there's someone greater than Yeshom Kohen, mitzvah like Yishon. So my bracha was showing them, he says, if there's a Kohen Yeshom, Mishavurah carries on, but who are din the Birchas HaMazon? Who are din for Birchas HaMazon? Sorech little men with shus. When I ask the Kohen with shus, the loy mahani mashiyah with shus a Kohen. It doesn't help say with shus a Kohen. Im loy not something a Kohen with shus.
So can you ask him, okay if I give it to somebody else?
Yeah, so that looks like, I've seen this once happening actually, so I've seen this actually, as far as I remember, somewhere else to a Kohen, I said, look, do you mind if you rebuttal them your going first and let someone else do it?
Oh,
and the Kohen does that. Yeah? Then you could leave the service yourself, but no problem. So you have to go, according to Bishop Ruin, it looks like you have to go to one Kohen, at least one Kohen. You have to ask the Kohen for shus.
Even for yourself to bench?
Yeah, anyone.
Overriding the Balabos?
Yeah, even for that.
Ah, picking up the glory. Are we going another way?
No, it looks like for anyone. Because really, the Kohen's got a bit like Dima, it looks like. It looks like to anyone. Because he's talking about the Betzea is the Balabos. And he says it looks like from Mr. Brewer here that one should ask Rishus from at least one Kohen. I don't know, Mr. Brewer doesn't say how many Kohen we're talking about. The Mr. Brewer just says, in Roy Tzachel, who I didn't know, I'm not sure, maybe I'm talking about the Balabos, I'm not sure. In Roy Tzachel, I have to check it out, I'm not sure if it's talking about the Balabos. I'm not sure, I'm not happy to know, because he says, in Roy Tzachel, who I didn't know, because I'm not, so a little man Rishus, no, I'm a Hani Mashi, I'm a Rishus HaKohen, it doesn't help to say Rishus HaKohen. He's asking, Sipa's asking if the Balabos is of his difference. Can a Bala Boss himself do it without asking the Kohen?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But if you want to make a Chavis, I don't know how it's good to this, a Chasna, or any simcha a person makes, really, before he gives bench to whoever he wants to give it to, he should really give it to the Kohen. He should really give it to the Kohen. Maybe the other Koch, that's what it looks like, the Kohen. And he says over here, Son of Rob, Morgan Avron, don't say much over here. The only thing is they say that there's a very big tamachochum there. That's in Reish Aleph. The Chabad says if you've got a big tamachochum there against a Kohen, if the Kohen's Nama Oretz, that's not so good to give it to a Kohen Nama Oretz. You've got a Kohen Nama Oretz and a tamachochum, then it's wrong to give the Kohen Nama Oretz. But to all things is
better.
I'm not sure about that. I'm talking about a Kohen, normal Kohen. I'm there, Kohen, normal Kohen, not Nama Oretz, yeah? Normally, so I'm saying, then it's not so posh. I'm saying, so he brings over here from some posh who would say that when it comes to a simcha, based on some of the bush, it's right, the chiddush of the bush. The bush is much not going so far with the kohen. But some posh would definitely take on that when you've got a kohen there, if you're making a simcha, whatever it is, you do not have to ask for kohen shus. But I'm saying, for the Mishnah Berurah is not mashma. Mishnah Berurah is mashma. Now, you've got a kohen there, you have to ask the kohen, at least, I would say, at least one kohen you have to ask for shus from. Do you mind if someone else benches besides you? The Chayyim, once he says that, then the Kohen lost their rights. Because you could have given this Kohen, why mind this Kohen, mind another Kohen? So if this Kohen is giving you a shus, then the Chayyim give anyone. Don't you have to ask every single Kohen? And that way we'll get around this problem of bypassing the Kohen. So ask the Kohen for a shus and do it. Yeah. So the mice and the whole nusach of the bracha nowadays of the Arachmon, we might make it much more makutza. We don't say that we rot and we sell Arachmon, we rot balabais. Where it comes from this in the katza, I don't know what's wrong with the mice, but it's better to do this, I don't know why. All right, so stop.
Thank you.